This podcast contains strong language and adult themes. It may not be suitable for all listeners, so please use discretion. Huge thanks to Andre, aka @FreakyFWoof, on Twitter for the music you'll hear in this episode.
Welcome to West Side Story, the podcast where we introduce you to Wes, a man of many words, a few facts, and always a West Side Story. I'm Nadia.
I'm Ed.
I'm Wes.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to West Side Story. We're on season two. First of all, we've got plenty of likes now. Everyone's loving it. 5 stars we are. We're 5 stars on iTunes. But we need some comments or we look like a dodgy Just Eat restaurant. So, please put some comments down. Otherwise, we just look like we're liking our own stuff. Anyway, this episode is about choosing, and there's a very sad reason why this episode is about choosing.
It's true.
We had a rift this week.
We had a WhatsApp
argument. What's that argument?
What's that?
It's an argument on WhatsApp. Really, I had a great idea for an episode, and Ed disagreed. So, Ed, I'll let you open this court for the listeners to decide.
Okay. So I wanted this episode to be about measuring.
Why?
We've had a lot of bad weather. We've had some snow.
So some would say freezing is appropriate for this episode.
It might be. Maybe. So we've had, in England at the moment, if you don't live here, we've had some snow.
Yeah.
Beast from the East.
Wales is dead in it still.
Beast from the East. And we were discussing whether we do one about snowing. But it felt a little bit too specific. So I thought measuring.
Against my idea of freezing.
And then basically, I opened my WhatsApp, had about 50 messages from these two and just said, we're doing neither. And
so
then I just picked.
You technically chose.
So I said, if we can't choose, we're doing choosing. So
this is Nad's episode of choosing. If it's rubbish, you know who chose. Right, Dick Def.
Let's have fun.
Choose. Verb. Choosing. Pick out someone or something as being the best or most appropriate of two or more alternatives. Example, he chose a seat facing the door.
I wonder why.
Another example, decide on a course of action. An example of this, he chose to go.
I mean, it's shaping up really well at the moment. I did a lovely Instagram story on the way here today.
You did.
I realised there's quite a lot of choices to make in life.
There are. Quick Google from various sources on the internet would suggest that the average adult actually makes 35,000 choices a day.
Wow.
Yeah. Whereas the average child, a young child, only makes 3,000.
Wow.
I know, yeah. So we have a lot. We have a lot to pick and choose in our day-to-day lives. Yeah, that's exactly what we're saying. With the more responsibility you get, the more choices you get. But out of those, 226 decisions are about food each day.
I mean, I can get down with that. I think about food all day. I love it.
What food choices have you made today?
I made terrible food choices.
Oh, dear.
So basically, not long ago, I found out the wonders of having a salty kind of meat or fish, like an anchovy, with a grapefruit and avocado. It all goes together very well. Now, I've been doing it in, like, massive portions for work. Like, you know, where you just, like, throw everything in so it doesn't look pretty. And today I thought, you know what? I've got a little bit of time on my hands. I'm going to make this look gorgeous. Going to do a bit of nouveau cooking style on the plate. I ended up with a valley of grapefruit between two big avocados sliced.
Hillsides
avocados.
Green and rolling hills.
With lots of greasy anchovies around it.
It looked disgusting.
It did look disgusting. It tasted good-ish. So that was today's choice. I did an amazing choice yesterday of cooking.
Did you?
So for ages I've been wondering about the marinade. I've been like, how do people marinate so well? I've always failed at the marinade. And I used to, like, use oil ones, but yeah. I realised, you know when you go to, like, kebab houses at night?
Yeah.
And I was, like, asking this guy. I was like, so what is it you put on there? And it's yoghurt-based.
Ah.
And obviously yoghurt's got enzymes in that kind of work its way into the meat
as
well.
Deeper.
Yeah, so I did a kind of like chili kind of marinade with yogurt yesterday. Went down a treat.
What did you marinate?
A big roast chicken. Also, I run roast chickens. You've got a choice. You can follow what it says on the packet, which is like an hour and a half for a chicken, or you can be fucking sensible, an hour or under. That's all it needs, guys. That's all it needs. Don't dry out your chicken for a laugh. It's a joke. There's your little lesson for today.
Maybe we should have we should definitely do a cooking episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe we'll have a cookbook. Who knows?
Oh, the West Side Story cookbook.
Yeah. But back to choices, I think that they're slightly on the lighter side compared to, say, a decision or a dilemma.
I think you only get to a dilemma from bad choices.
Well, I was going to say, it sometimes when you need to make a choice between one thing or another, you might want to flip a coin.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
But did you
know? If you can't choose.
Did you know that actually it's not a 50-50 chance? You knew this already, right?
I did know, but
it's actually a 51-49. And there are variables in this.
Is the head heavier?
So there's there's a 1%
it's
bias.
It's the heaviest part of the body.
The queen does like getting down and dirty.
But there are different... there are variables there. From a website called Econ. And they did a physics study on flipping coins. And if the coin is tossed and caught...
Yeah.
It has a 51% chance of landing on the same face it was launched.
Okay.
If the coin is spun rather than tossed, it can have a much larger than 50% chance of ending with the heavier side down, because spun coins can exhibit huge bias. Some spun coins will fall tails up to 80% of the time. So if you're trying to win on this, it's definitely about spinning rather than tossing.
When you're saying spun coins, I'm imagining coins made out of cotton.
If the coin is tossed and allowed to clatter on the floor...
I imagine this, like, to me...
Yeah, what would you
say?
Yeah.
I think this is the best way to do it. Like, that's how
I
feel. I feel like it's... Because it's random, because it's in the air, all loose. And it's on the ground, flipping around everywhere. You can have a rough ground.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way to do it.
You are quite right. This adds a lot more probability of randomness.
As well as... it not quite being 50-50 for one flipping a coin.
Yeah.
There's also the thing about when you're flipping sort of a coin 10 times in a row,
it's not
a 50-50 chance. And actually, I can't remember the science and the reasoning behind it, but if it's just gone heads, you're better to bet that it's going to go heads again than it's going to go tails, but most people would say tails.
That's interesting.
So there's a tip.
Well, apparently a coin will land on its edge around 1 in 6,000 throws.
Oh, wow.
Creating...
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yeah.
Maybe with a pound coin. Couldn't imagine a 50p doing that.
Mm. Well, apparently it creates a flippistic singularity. There you go.
Someone's done that to coin the academic phrase, haven't they?
Oh, I
to
love
coin
all this.
It, I like it.
Did you also know, talking about sort of flipping coins and it's making me think of casinos, did you know that when you shuffle a deck of 52 cards, there are more combinations of how that deck can be shuffled than there are atoms in the Earth?
What?
Yes.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Who counted all the atoms?
So the count...
Count
so the chances are, if you've got a really well shuffled pack of cards in your hands, chances are you're the first person in history to ever hold that combination.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
It is mad. And it makes poker also much more sexy to me.
Right. Do you guys want to move on to a little game one?
Oh, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Game one, talking about choices, and I was thinking a lot about, oh, how do I come up with a game, like, you know, what could I, having all these great ideas, they were great, and then I thought, what am I talking about? There's a brilliant game that already exists, and we all know it, it's called Would You Rather.
Oh, God, here we go.
Nice.
So, I trolled the internet for a few hours, and obviously most of them are either really, really deep and about your morals as a human being, or about shit or sex. So I've tried to remove those ones and go with some that are a bit more lighthearted or a bit more interesting. So I've got a few, and then,
Just before we start this, have you ever heard of the game Scruples that came out? It was really popular in the 80s, and my mum owned it.
Huh.
And I was reading through the cards like 5 years ago, And there's some really sketchy stuff in there, and it makes you really think about the 80s. Really? It's all about moral decisions. So one is like a disabilities clinic opens on your road. Do you move or not?
Oh my God.
And another one was your school's head teacher is now black. Do you remove your kid from school? And I was like, how'd you get away with writing this in a game in the 80s?
Wow.
It's absolutely crazy. Nevertheless, never played it since.
God. All right. So
it was my mum's favourite game, so judge her.
So yeah, I've tried to remove any of those. So we're going to kick off with, would you rather be itchy for the rest of your life or be sticky for the rest of your life?
Oh my God, like how sticky are we talking?
I don't know.
Like, can I sit on like a couch and the couch comes up with me?
Yeah. No, I think it's just that your skin would be sticky, so you wouldn't be able to wash the stickiness off. So say you'd been marinating something in like some sweet chili sauce. It's, you know, that really sticky
with
like dipping sauce you get.
Yeah.
With a touch of yogurt to make it seep through. Yeah, you just couldn't get that tackiness off your skin, or you'd constantly be itchy.
Ooh, it'd be hard to get like bacteria off you as well, wouldn't it? Like when you're massaging the chicken, those bacteria can get well in you. Oh, imagine jumping into a ball pool. You'd come out looking like a bunch of atoms. I'm going to go sticky though, because I hate being itchy. It's the worst.
Yeah, you're going sticky.
I agree. I think it's a sticky life.
Would you rather have thought bubbles appear above your head or a green cloud appear every time you fart?
Oh my God, can I have both? Because then I'd do a fart with a green cloud and then I'd be like, are you enjoying that, guys? Or you could do it and then you could like make it like, who done it?
Be like a life, a real life cartoon.
Yeah.
Like a comic. Constantly.
I want both.
Okay.
I'll take both.
Right.
What about you, Ed?
I mean, that isn't a choice, Wes, but yeah. Mm.
I think the green cloud.
Would you?
Yeah, I don't think I'd want everyone knowing what I was thinking.
I wouldn't want everyone knowing what I was thinking, but I think people would be really surprised by how many green clouds I would be producing. I sneak them out quite a lot.
I mean, does it go quite greener with the virility? The velocity and virility of the fart.
More dense.
Strong
like
and sour.
Smoke circles.
And they just stay in the street and float upwards as they go to the sky. Oh, that'd be amazing.
Right. For this one, can you name me an album or a song that you don't like?
An album I don't like?
Yeah, something that... So the example that this person gave was Nickelback, which is a bit...
Oh, that's all right. You know. It was Jesus, wasn't he?
I mean, what was the Bewitched record?
Okay.
Whoa, we're not having anything about Bewitched in this. I love Bewitched.
I like Bewitched.
How about we pick on someone that actually needs picking on? Like, I don't know. What about Elton John? Later albums. He ruined himself. Let's say Candle in the Wind because it's controversial.
Fine. So, would you rather only be able to listen to Candle in the Wind, that's the only song you can listen to, forever, or read the entire iTunes terms and conditions every day for the rest of your life?
Oh, shit. Oh, dear.
Oh. And then you can listen to whatever you want after you've read through and agreed.
They're long as well, those conditions.
Think the it quoted 56 pages.
Wait, so
but it might be longer now.
How often do I have to hear the song again?
It's just that's the only song you can ever listen to.
Oh, wow.
Or you go through the terms and conditions every day that you want to listen to music.
That's a lot of dwelling on Marilyn Monroe and Princess Diana, isn't it?
It's a lot.
It'd be like a walking funeral.
Oh, God.
I'm going to go for the terms and conditions, because I imagine you could get quite good at hard work, hard work, but software law.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could probably start legally representing people and making a bit of money out of it, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
All right,
good choice. The other one would be awful if you decided to be a DJ, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
If you're just like putting this back on.
You could be mixing it in your head though, play stuff for other people, all you can hear is this.
Right, would you rather be able to run incredibly fast or jump incredibly high?
I'm going to run incredibly fast, because if you jump too high and you land and break your legs. Like, can you land as well?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, maybe I'll jump.
Just like you could stop running if you were going too fast and not bump into something.
Wait, how high can I jump though?
incredibly
high. Incredibly high.
So I could
that measurement, Ed.
Well, I guess we could say, let's say it's 100 miles per hour, or it's 100 metres in the air.
Oh, yeah, definitely do the jumping.
Imagine if someone came to mug you and you just flew up in the sky. Like, see you in a bit, mate.
You'd have to run and jump, but yeah. I agree.
I'd hate to overcook it in a building, though. Like, you're doing, like, a little skip, and then you, like, hit the ceiling. I wouldn't enjoy that at all.
No. Right, would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
Oh, what kind of duck is it? Is it a mallard?
Yeah.
Oh, they're horrific rapists.
That's true.
And I've seen one of the penises and it looks
I saw one today.
It looks like an end of bacon. It's like a weird end of bacon, it's really.
So let's revisit that a sec. Just, I saw one today.
It was on so obviously coming up with these questions, I was looking at a lot of Reddit and a lot of BuzzFeed. So you get down a rabbit hole, or a duck's dick.
Just gone down a duck's dick today.
But yeah, they're corkscrew shaped. Some of them even have barbs on the end, so that they scrape so that they can scrape another male's sperm out before they. And they're really long and twisty. They do look like the rind on a bacon. Well, it would only be one duck. It would just be the size of a horse. Or you'd have 100 mini horses.
Imagine getting whipped by its bacon barbed dick.
Wait, how big's it? Like, wait, how big is a mini horse?
The size of a duck.
Ah, yeah, 100 of them, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm taking on the duck, man. I'll get my orange sauce out. Imagine that, you're dying for years.
Yeah.
Come here, you. I'm going to turn you into pate.
Right. So we all like a drink on this podcast. We always have a drink. Helps with the work. We're also relying quite heavily on technology to produce it. But would you rather give up alcohol for a year or give up all technology for a month?
Seeing a bit of technology. Done.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Easy. I think I'd do that. But it would mean you couldn't work, you couldn't like use any technology in your home, personal life, nothing, no internet for a whole month. Look at Ed, he's going to
You could work.
There's a guy.
You should go old school.
I couldn't.
Works for The Verge, which is a technology website. And he gave up the internet for an entire year. Like, couldn't even look at a web page. So if he wanted to research something, he went to a library. He had printouts, all of that stuff. And he did it for an entire year.
But you wouldn't be able to use a printer with this one. But
yeah. But it's just fascinating.
Yeah.
And he said it was actually really liberating because he actually focused on writing.
I'd definitely try that. I think I'd use it as a detox and a health experiment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't have computers and stuff. Yeah, I think, I mean, mine's more down to the pleasure of booze. You can talk to people then. They're like broken computers. It's great.
Right, moving on. I really like this question. Would you rather have a dragon or be a dragon?
Be one.
Like, if I have it, does it have a good relationship?
Oh, yeah. Like Khaleesi, like the mother of dragons.
Oh, yeah, man. I'd drive a dragon around all day.
Hey.
Imagine that. You could rock up like, fancy a new job. I can't be bothered filling out this form. Can't bother doing that. I'm just going to turn it with my dragon. Like, give us a fucking job, you burnt bitch. Come on. Imagine.
Brilliant. Well, you both made, like, really compatible choices there because Ed wants to be the dragon and you want to have it.
Yeah,
so.
I'm going to ride you, boy. I'm going to ride you.
That'd be sweet. Shooting flames out your mouth.
Can we say that Ed has to call me Khaleesi for the rest of the
episode? Definitely. Good choice. Right. Would you rather only be able to whisper or only be able to shout?
Tricky.
Oh, I think I'll whisper all the time because I shout too much anyway.
Yeah.
I want a lifestyle change.
Because can you imagine in the cinema when you want some popcorn?
Actually, that's hilarious. This film's shit! Oh, maybe. Oh, you know
just
what?
Just no private conversation, though.
I think I shout a lot anyway. Actually, I think I'm already living that life.
Like, just thinking about that, how often do you whisper nowadays? I don't... I can't think of many moments where I whisper anything.
I cheeky... whisper quite a lot in an open plan office.
Do you not do a cheeky text or something?
Yeah, exactly. Now you've got technology and stuff and you can get messages across without whispering.
But what if we're on our boozy year without technology?
Written notes. Classic. Written. Throwing at someone's head in class.
You know, the whisper is a dying art form.
Yeah, I'm really bad at it. I always get caught out on the whisper.
Not a good whisper. Are you a stage whisperer?
I think so, yeah. Just whatever I do is quite loud. I can't even walk quietly.
Right, I've got two more and then I want you to come up with some. Would you rather be compelled to high-five everyone that you meet or be compelled to give wedgies to anyone wearing green?
Oh, I mean, that's a bit mean, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to do my high-fives. That's really awkward.
That's prison time.
Okay, maybe this is on Reddit. It's not me. It's not me.
Imagine that. Imagine just being at work. Imagine the problems.
Exactly.
It's like, so, you gave Diana wedgie again. Yeah. It's because her favourite colour is green. How do you explain that? She's wearing green.
Yeah, but then can you imagine trying to like get somewhere when you've got to you have to compulsively high five everyone you're walking past.
Have you not seen like in stadiums though, like at the end of a race when you're like,
yeah, but
past everyone.
Not forever. In life. What about in really bad situations?
The wedgie want to be a nightmare on St. Patrick's Day, wouldn't it?
Oh my God! Well, the leprechauns be getting it bad.
But what about, like, I mean, I've not been in men's toilets, but high-fiving everyone in there, would that not be a bit awkward?
I'd do it anyway. I always keep one hand free for a cheeky high-five. I'm like, well done for not splashing me, old man. High-five. Sometimes I'll get up over the cubicles, banging shit. High five. It's top.
Right. Are you going for the high five?
I'm going to go high five. Yeah, I don't want to go to prison.
Nice.
Imagine how definite your name would be.
That wasn't my question.
Five, isn't it?
Yeah.
A wedgie is a...
All right, this is the last one I've got here, although there are more in my head.
Hey, Ed. I want my dragon to be green. Gonna dress you up, son.
Oh, God. Right. Would you rather be able to talk to land animals, animals that fly, or animals that live underwater? Oh. I know which mine is.
I mean, I am Khaleesi. So I'm gonna go for animals that fly.
Okay. Go for it again. Land animals, animals that fly, or animals that live underwater. Which would you rather be able to talk to?
Land.
Oh, I'm going underwater. Interesting.
All different.
But this is great because then if we could each talk to each of them together, we'd have all of them.
Yeah. Speaking of whispering in animals, being a horse whisperer would be quite...
Why horses?
Don't know.
So you can tell the 100 duck-sized horses to back off.
You see quite a lot. Yeah. Yeah, basically. Don't beat me. Just the idea of talking to a horse.
Oh my God, imagine you had the sticky skin sticky and all the horses came at you and you were covered in these mini horses. Oh, not into that.
That was all the ones I had written down. Have you guys got any?
Oh... I mean, mine always verge on the side of dark.
I mean, yeah, there were some very dark ones that I read.
Can you remember any?
No, I think I blocked them out and I've just...
Post-traumatic stress.
Yeah, I think those ones like, would you rather kill one child or kill three adults?
Oh, my God.
Ooh. Yeah. I mean, it's one child, isn't it? Not a straight-up answer.
Well, I don't know. Or it was like, there's a lot of killing ones. Would you rather kill... one innocent person or five people who've committed crimes?
What kind of crimes, though?
They were like non minor crimes.
Mm. Oh,
I know.
One innocent person. Just take the one. God. Let's be utilitarian about
but
this.
But that's why I didn't put that in there. Really dark. That's why I didn't go under it.
I've got one. Would you rather wear someone else's dirty underwear?
Yeah.
Or use someone else's toothbrush?
Toothbrush. Just like...
On that note, there's one... Would you rather pee yourself in public once a week or shit yourself in private daily?
I mean...
Oh. I mean, It depends how much weight, because sometimes when you're doing like a trampoline class, a little bit comes out anyway, so...
Always on the down.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think, you know what, if you're shitting yourself in private, you can always have your in your private places. Just have a few, some new kecks. I know someone that made the choice decision to go on a night out when they had a bit of a dicky stomach. And then they went on the night out, and they were getting out of the cab. And on that moment that they kind of did the down squat on the way out, they shat themselves. And then they were like, well, I'm in town now. I've spent my money. It's hard to get back because this is like in the times where he was travelling from outside in the outskirts to Preston. So it's quite a long way. So he kind of ripped off his boxers and like threw them down an alleyway and just went like, you know, free and flimsy. Now, he forgot at this time that he was wearing jeans that had a massive rip in the back. So he had his bare arse out all night. But he kind of turned it to his advantage because everyone was like slapping his bare arse, and then he just turned around being like, yeah, you know, shit myself. So it was kind of fun in the end.
So we've kind of touched on this a bit already. You might have answered it, but it's fine. I just wanted to talk about drunk choices. I just wanted to say that they're not always bad.
No.
So I think they have a bad rep for being like, oh, I did this thing when I was drunk. I can't believe it. I bought a car on eBay. Mm. So I, again, Reddit users, tell me about their good drunk choices. So some lovely stories. Here's one. I decided to buy a dog from a hippie outside a burrito stand.
Nice.
11 years later, and she's laying right next to me, wagging her tail a little while I look down at her. How nice is that?
That is good.
This one. Finally got the courage to call up and ask out a girl I really liked one Friday night, asking, what's a pretty girl like you doing home on a Friday night?
Oh my God.
Turns out it was a Wednesday and I was incredibly drunk. We are now married.
Aww.
Yay. Nice.
Drunk me buying or making food ready for future hungover me. I think that's quite nice. Mm-hmm. And I have a friend who regularly gets drunk and books holidays, which I just think is awesome. So, the profile is, have you got any good or bad drunk choices that you can share?
You see, I've never really regretted my drunk choices.
Well, that's great.
I think it's an excuse in this country to... I don't think you actually make different choices when you're drunk. I think people use being drunk as an excuse.
Right.
To get away with it. But I've done loads of great stuff pissed.
Do you think you make more honest choices when you're drunk? Do you make
definitely.
Truer to yourself?
Definitely. The only time I ever like changed it is when I started working in the arts and I was around lots of people that didn't get as trashed as me.
Right.
And then I went for about 6 months of waking up with that drunk regret. But then I found out nothing much actually happened. So I'm quite fine with it.
Did you have the beer fear?
Yeah, the beer fear and everything else. But yeah, no, I think it's all good now. I do loads of great stuff drunk.
Like what?
I think sometimes I used to get really wasted and then start writing. And then wake up to all my writing and it was really good. And then I used to have it edited down. It was a blog that I was doing back in the day.
Creative drunk.
Yeah, it had lots and lots of followers, actually, but then I had to stop it because it was too truth to real life, and then people were reading it that were in it under a vague name that was something else.
So the it's name still was on a bad choice.
If you go on the internet, it's there's like still two bits of it up, but then I decided not to put the rest up because of moral stuff. It's under Felix Y.
Are you going to search for
Y
it?
Is W-Y-E.
Wow.
Well,
how did you come up with that name?
I was drunk. Great decision. I mean, you know it's bad when I've replaced Chorley with Rochley.
Rochley?
Yeah. Born in
like
Rochley.
Like Rochdale and Chorley mixed together.
Yeah.
Wowza.
Anyway, right. That's
anyway.
It's not... Come
on. Ed, you made any good choices?
Well, I was going to say, did you know that there are, scientifically, four types of drunk?
No.
So, one sec. So, yeah, scientifically there are four different types of drunk. So this is from Time magazine. And one of them is the Mary Poppins.
Where you just pull things out your bag.
sing songs about suffragettes.
Nice.
Walk along the rooftops.
Fly. So
they're
hang out with kids.
Drinkers. Drinkers who practically perfect in every way.
I mean, it's got to be me, hasn't it?
And they get nicer and happier as they drink, basically, as they get more drunk.
Okay. I think I know some of them.
There's the Nutty Professor, named for the chemically altered academic with a second personality immortalised by Eddie Murphy. They, the study say, are natural introverts who shed their inhibitions with special vigour when they are drunk.
I know a few of those. They're great people.
Yeah. They've got the Mr. Hydes. Do we even need to describe that? That is the evil twin drinkers who, according to the study, particularly less responsible, less intellectual, and more hostile when under the influence of alcohol.
AKA day-to-day dickheads that finally come out.
I think that's me.
Sorry, not day-to-day dickhead, not. I don't think you get aggressive.
I don't know which one of these I am.
Well, there's the Ernest Hemingway. Maybe you have that.
Oh, definitely.
40% of the group. 40% of the group turned out to be Ernest Hemingway's. Named for the writer who famously boasted that he could drink hell's any amount of whiskey without getting drunk, Hemingway's do not exhibit any major changes in personality when they transition from sober to drunk.
So can you... Are you always one, or do you like transition between them depending on things like circumstances, hormones, lack of sleep, what you're drinking?
But yeah, there's a whole paper in that now.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go back to school. Well, there you go. That was the prov.
All right.
The prov la.
Have you got two truths, one lie?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Are you ready?
Two truths, one lie. So, today's two truths, one lie is slightly different. It's one truth, one lie, one contested by the academics.
Oh my god.
Fact.
Oh my choices. God.
I mean,
choices.
That was really catchy, wasn't it? Contested by the academics. Fact. Is there any way of making that sound better?
One unknown.
Unknown.
Debated.
Debated fact. Yeah.
Not chosen.
Contested.
Contested.
There you go.
Right. Are you ready? To be fair, when I probably do this, I'm like, this is right, this is wrong, and probably half of them are contested anyway.
I know, yeah.
So we don't know.
Don't fact check anything.
Okay. Whoa!
No, I'm telling the audience.
Yeah, don't you guys.
Yeah.
You guys at home.
I have to find out at least three websites before it goes in, guys, by the way, just to let you all know.
As mentioned earlier, I just read it.
Reddit, the best place to chat. A famous TV sports reporter ruined his career when he declared himself the Messiah.
Okay.
That's number one. Number two, a British war hero decided not to shoot Hitler before World War II.
Okay.
So obviously, World War II happened then. And number three, Russians ruined their own revolution after deciding on a month-long binge.
That's a good two truths, one lie.
Well, one truth,
I,
one lie, one debated subject.
I think the middle one's the debated one. I think shooting Hitler is the one that's been debated. And I think, I don't know, I just feel like I've read it. I've read about those things where it's like moments in history that almost change the whole course of history. I feel like it's in one of those. And I can see that one being the one that people debate more.
Care to go for a lie or a truth?
I think several people will have proclaimed themselves as the Messiah and ruined their careers. Whether or not one of them was a sports presenter, not sure. Maybe it was a sports player. Not sure. And then that leaves with the Russian binge.
That's the one that sticks out to me.
Are they bingers, though? Are the Russians bingers?
Do you know Russians?
No, I don't. I don't know. I'm not sure about the binge. I might go with the binge as a lie.
Okay.
Yeah, that was mine.
Are you going to go for that as a lie?
Do you want to talk us through it, Ed?
Are we in agreement?
Why, I think... I'm just thinking that feels more debatable to me, whether they missed their own revolution.
Okay.
It's just something in that.
So we both agree that...
I'm suspicious of that one. The others I can kind of see.
Okay.
So,
although it feels like if the second one was a truth, that there'd be more discussion about that. Do you know
that
what
you'd
think?
Know more?
Yeah, that would be like a thing people talked about.
Well, no, because then if like so many things could change the course of history that are so minor, like we said, 35,000 choices a day, every day, every adult, on average.
Yeah.
Then you know.
But people still talk about Chris Waddle missing that goal.
What?
At the World Cup, Chris Waddle completely missed the goal, and people still talk about that. They talk about all, so it's like a thing that people who follow that. I feel like if somebody had missed the chance to shoot Hitler, there would be more discussion on it. Maybe. That might have come up in a conversation, and the name might be out there, like Chris Waddle.
He ruined his career by being all spiritual, didn't he? In really fun facts, one thing that nearly made this, but didn't make it, was there's a golfer called Everett Sanchez, and when he was playing golf, his mates bet him to wash his own balls, his physical balls, in the ball washer. And he ended up, he lost one, he tore the sack, so he lost one that went into the wash, and it just stayed at the top, like, rolling around, and then the other one got absolutely milled. So that was going to be in these three, but then I thought, oh, you know what, I'll keep it down a bit. But that's great, isn't it?
Man.
Everett Sanchez tore his sack.
Oh.
Washing his balls in the ball washer.
Certainly had a hole in one.
Right, I'm going to repeat these ones one more time, because we've digressed.
All right.
And then you tell me if you think it's true, lie, or contested.
Okay, the end of each one.
Yeah. So a famous TV sports reporter ruined his career when he declared himself the Messiah. You're saying?
True.
And you're
I'm saying it's true.
Cool, so both true. A British war hero decided not to shoot Hitler. You're saying?
Contested.
You're
contested.
Saying?
Contested.
And so the Russians ruined their own revolution after deciding on a month-long binge is untrue.
Lie, it's probably 6 months.
And then a lie.
Yeah.
So we're on the same team. All right, come on.
Cool.
Yeah, we're agreeing.
Yeah.
Right, I will take you through it.
All right.
So, a famous TV sports reporter ruined his career after he declared himself the Messiah. This is actually quite recent. It is true, and it's from 1990.
So we got that right.
You got it right. Yes. So his name was David Icke, and he used to be a Coventry goalkeeper, but he got, like, knackered knees and that.
Yeah.
So he went into sports reporting, and he was, like, part of the predominant person in the Green Party as well, and he met this fortune teller called Betty Shine. And then she told him that he was the Messiah. And then he started doing loads of random stuff. So, like, he went to Peru and he stood in these, like, stones. And he felt like he was engaging his chakras. And he had, like, a spiritual experience there that told him when the world was going to end and stuff. Mm-hmm. He said turquoise was a really positive colour to wear. So he was known for wearing a turquoise shell suit. And all his followers also got into turquoise shell suits. And instead of saying he was the son of God, he said he was the son of Godhead. So it wasn't quite God, it was like a, you know, an intelligence in the universe.
Wow.
And his career was kind of ruined already when he started talking like this, but it was finally cut off when he went on Wogan, on the chat show, and basically predicted the end of the world and everything. And Wogan was just like, I think he ended it with a line that was like, David Icke was like, he said, yeah, but it's fine because it makes everything easier to take when everyone's laughing. And then Wogan went, they're not laughing with you, they're laughing at you. And that was like,
the end of the interview.
Yeah. And then it was, I don't know if it was the end of the interview, but basically that line lasted.
Yeah.
And like fucked his career there and after. But he's known for writing loads of different essays and stuff. Mm. And when he said he had this spiritual takeover, he wrote like loads of stuff in a very short amount of time.
Isn't he the theorist around the lizard people?
Yes. And the saying is even smart that way because he doesn't believe in the lizard people necessarily. There's a place that says he's using it as a metaphor for people so people can understand it better.
Right.
So it ruined one career but ignited another.
But I think it's a less successful or in the like career, probably less money as well.
Yeah, it's not a choice.
So David Icke, yeah, you were right. You were both right. A British war hero decided not to shoot Hitler. Contested.
Yes!
Now, you know, I could have said this is a lie.
But you could have said it was true.
But the thing is, I just looked too deep. I looked too deep and made it too hard for myself.
Flip a coin.
Yeah, flip a coin. So the guy was called Henry...
Spin it.
Yeah, spin it. Or drop it, spin it, do it on a rough floor, all of that. A British war hero decided not to shoot Hitler. So Henry Tandley was the guy.
Right.
And what happened was, he didn't bring it up himself.
Right.
So Neville Chamberlain, who was the Prime Minister at the time, before the war, before World War II, went to see Hitler. So it was, well, the war was going on, but we hadn't engaged yet. And it was like the last ditch attempt to stop it. And when he went over, Hitler was like, ah, see this painting here. And it was like a painting that's after the Germans lost the First World War. And it was like basically some of the our troops kind of walking on. And it was like, and Hitler famously hated that they lost the First World War. So they were like, why is that there? That's interesting. And he said, it's because it reminds him of the time where, and it was like highly decorated war hero was in like all the newspapers. And he was like, I've got this because it's the time my life was saved by a British troop. Mm. So basically had it to his head. However, facts say, Hitler was actually on leave from the army at the time he said it happened.
Right.
He was, his whole regiment was 50 miles away from where it was. And the picture he had hung was in a completely different place to say where he said it was. So it's massively contested. It changed my mind a little bit, though, when the press went round to Henry Tandley's house. And they asked him, like, did it happen or did it not? And the first time he was like, well, I don't really know because everyone's just covered in blood and muddy. And the second time he was just like, well, it might have happened, just roll with it. So that's why it's contested. But I think Hitler, I mean, is an horrible man, but he's a fucking genius. And I hope he just did it as a troll at the time to kind of get everyone down, being like, you could have killed me, but now we're going to war. Fuck you.
Wow.
You might hate him. He did lots of horrible stuff, but that man is a fucking genius. Finally, Russians ruined their own language.
We had Trump on one of them. Yep. Now we've gone to Hitler being a genius.
They are. That's how they get to these places of power and manage to stay there.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
They're devious. They're not using it in the right way.
Yeah.
So Russians ruined their own revolution after deciding on a month-long binge. This false. Is fucking amazing. So, it's false, but not for the reasons you think. So in 1917, in October, they finally got into St. Petersburg in Russia, where most of the government was held at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And they stormed Winter Palace. In Winter Palace, they found the Tsar's booze collection that was shitloads of wine and vodka. And they decided to have a party. And it's hilarious because most of the leaders of the Soviets were teetotal. So it was basically the troops and stuff started doing it, got all the booze out, started cracking it open. There was enough booze there to last for a month. During this time, the leaders decided to start throwing this booze in the river to get rid of it, put it down drains, because they were like, the revolution's not going to happen, everyone's too drunk, we've not restored our power yet. People were jumping into a frozen river to get bottles of wine. They were going diving down drains head first because they were trying to put them down the sewers.
Bad choice.
But I basically renamed it. I hope this is like a way they've named it just to make it a thing, like it sounded like the Soviets did it. They called it the Festival of the Oppressed.
Nice.
Because it was like a big month-long party at the end. They were really scared that it would end a revolution, that they could basically come back in. But luckily, after a month, they got it under control and they managed to restore order, so they did manage to get everyone in power, but it was on the edge of it, all because the Russians are fucking boozy as hell.
So it was a rebellion rather than a...
Well, no, it was a full... This is basically when the Bolsheviks got control, but it nearly didn't happen because everyone was getting pissed in St. Petersburg.
Wow.
That's fun. Wow. And I was thinking back to our party episode, and I don't know if that's actually a bigger party than the flooding of London. Go back to episode one, the Big Barons, if you want to hear about that one. So there you go. That's
that was fun.
Two truths.
Great.
One night, oh well. One truth, one contested truth.
We also have a new jingle. Awesome.
Should we go into game light 1.1?
Do you want to do game 1.1? Yeah, I don't have a prov la, but I've got a game 1.1.
Game 1.1.
Talking about choices, and we're going multiple choice.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know if you've ever come across these, but they're quite common in women's magazines. And I used to get them in like teen magazines, so like Teen Vogue or 17 or even Ms, which I had a year subscription to when I was about 12, where you'd get these kind of flow charts of like personality tests where, or you'd get multiple choice to determine. So anyway, I basically found three on 17's website, 17's magazine. I've got three options here and each of you can pick one.
Right.
And we're going to take you through the multiple choice questions and you're going to, it's going to help you make this decision, make a choice. So either... Yeah. Which short haircut is best for you? Mm-hmm. Which perfume should you wear to prom? Or what should you be for Halloween? So, Ed, do you want to go first?
What should you be for Halloween?
Okay.
Definitely.
All right. So there are 11 multiple choice questions and it'll determine. So, bearing in mind this is aimed at 17-year-old girls. Your costumes are usually A, flirty, you want to look hot. B, a group effort between you and your friends. C, tried and true, you love classic costumes. Or D, creative, no one else ever has your costume.
D.
I already knew he was going to go D.
Okay.
Fucking hipster. I love it.
Your go-to source for costume inspo is A, a fashion icon known for her signature style. B, your fave TV show. C, the Halloween canon of classics, cat, ghost, pumpkin. Or D, social media, obvs.
C.
Classic.
All right. The really creative cat, pumpkin, or what? What the fuck? What are you going to do with it? Deconstruct it.
Come on. Your friends would describe your style as A, girly, B, bold, C, classic. D, sporty.
I mean, we're his friends. We should pick.
Go on then.
What do we have?
Girly, bold, classic, sporty.
I mean, I really want to be cruel. But I'll go for bold.
Done.
Bold outfits.
All right. Your ideal Halloween involves A, a girl's night in watching scary movies and baking Halloween treats.
That really sounds Ed-ish.
Hitting up a haunted house with your BFFs. C, trick-or-treating, duh. D, checking out everyone's costumes at a party.
Gonna go A.
Thought you might.
Going A.
Right, question number 5, nearly halfway. You usually get your Halloween costume from A, the attic. Where are those retro dresses your mom used to wear? B.
Retro dress, yeah.
B, your own closet or the mall. You still want to look cute and trendy on Halloween. C, a costume store. Or D, the craft store. You'd love to DIY your own costumes.
D.
But you'd never get around to making it. You'd be like, I got this stuff, just couldn't be arsed.
Too busy baking.
Six. Making your pumpkin tarts.
How do you feel about group costumes? A, you'll definitely hang out with your friends on Halloween, but you already have your costume planned. B, love them. You and your friends always have a blast dressing up together. C, you wouldn't rule out matching with your bestie. Or D, definitely not. You want to be the only one in the room with your killer get-up.
D.
All right, question number 7. Your fave social media platform is A, Tumblr. It's the easiest way to keep it
with your favourite fans. How old is this?
It's quite old. B, Instagram. Post a Halloween costume shot and watch the likes roll in. What's not to love? C,
ever send chat.
Twitter. You tend to stay loyal to your faves and you're usually the last of your friends to join a new platform. Or D, Snapchat. You're always lolling at your friends' hilarious faces.
B, definitely.
Insta. Right.
All about the Insta.
Nearly there. Getting your Halloween costume choice, Ed. Thanks, 17.com. Your favourite part about Halloween is A, dressing up! B, having a blast with your besties. C, all the fun decorations and yummy candy. Or D, the priceless photo ops.
What's A again?
Dressing up.
Yeah, A.
Okay. All right, question 9. When you were a kid, you dressed up as A, Hannah Montana, you were obsessed. B, a Disney princess, you were Cinderella, your sister was Snow White. C, a zombie. D. Something new every year. A genie, a devil, an M&M, ...
Have I told you about my brief interlude into acting?
No.
When I was younger, I used to play Snow White with my mum. And she played Snow White, and I played all the seven dwarves. All of them.
It's really
each and every one.
It's really weird.
She was hot.
Oh,
made her eat that apple. No.
Stop it.
Oh, wow.
Right, come on.
Wait, what? I've completely...
Come on.
After
Montana,
I've said that, please be a Disney princess.
Disney princess, a zombie, isn't the new every year.
I'm going to go see zombie, definitely.
Right. The one costume you'd never be caught dead in is... A. A scary costume. Fake blood and fangs. No thank you. B. A solo costume. You live for dressing up with your squad. C. That year's trendy pop culture costume. Or D. The same costume that everyone else is wearing.
A.
You look like fake blood and fangs.
Yeah.
All right, last question. What's your favourite Halloween movie? Hocus Pocus, The Craft, Unfriended, or Harry Potter?
Harry Potter's a Halloween movie. I suppose it's wizards and witches, but it's not that scary, is it?
A.
Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
All right, the results are in.
Oh my God!
That's too loud. So, based on the choices you made, this is suggesting that you should choose to dress up as Kylie Jenner. For Halloween. Would you want to know why?
Yeah, read it. Let's do it.
Play up your glamorous side by copying Kylie's look this Halloween. Rock a Balmain dress. Lol, joke. Wear a bodycon dress. With over-the-knee boots and swipe on one of your Kylie lip kits. I know you have a drawful. Top off the look with a rainbow wig and don't forget to bring along your dog because Kylie loves her pooches.
Absolutely, I'm sorted.
Oh, God.
Wes, what do you want help making a choice about? Which short haircut is best for you or which perfume you should wear to prom?
Oh, I mean, this is hard. I mean, I should go for a haircut, shouldn't I? It's more fun.
Go on, Wes.
Sure?
Yeah.
All right. Which short haircut is best for you? Celebs have been abandoning their long locks for short crops. Take this quiz to find out which style best suits you.
Right. Okay then, right. I'm having the chop. I'm doing a Britney Spears.
Question
I don't want to go that
one.
Deep.
How long do you spend on your hair every morning? 20 minutes or more? 5 minutes or less? Or 10 to 15 minutes?
5 minutes or less. I've got stuff to do.
So what is it if it's like 7 minutes? There's no option. Anyway. Question two. Your celeb beauty icon is Ariana Grande, Miley Cyrus, or Julianne Hough?
Oh, I mean, Miley Cyrus is just a fall from grace. I feel really attached to Ariana Grande after the gig, but those bunny ears are strange, but I don't know the last person.
No, I don't.
So I'm going to go for Ariana Grande, but I'll never be as skinny as her.
Okay, number three. You're excited for the weather to get warm so you can rock A, floral sneakers, B, cut-offs you DIY'd, you know what that means, like tiny denim hot pants, or C, breezy maxi skirts.
Ooh, maxi skirts are too feminine for me, floral sneakers will never be cool. I'm going for cut-offs I've DIY'd with a little bit of bottom cheek sticking out.
Nice.
Just for the boys.
Just for park life. Right, number four. The last time you gave yourself a beauty makeover was last month, last week, or last year?
Last year. I'm naturally beautiful.
Question five. On a Friday night, you can usually be found A, wherever the coolest kickback is, B, at the bowling alley or mini golf course with your crew, or C, with your BFFs at a slumber party.
Slumber parties are as tiresome as they sound. Coolest kickback? What's a kickback?
Like wherever the coolest place to be is.
Oh, I'm not letting them choose me. I'll be competitive at the bowling alley. Or,
nice. Yeah. All right. Question number six. Your dream internship would be at a record label, a non-profit organisation somewhere abroad, or a fashion magazine?
Record label's too easy to say. Non-profit organisation somewhere abroad. I mean, I'm not going out with Oxfam. They might pay me for something.
Oh,
so I'm going to go for a fashion magazine.
Question seven. Your wardrobe in one word. Trendy, cute, or comfortable?
Comfortable. Apart from in summer when I cut off my jeans.
Question number 8. We're nearly there. What's your go-to move for flirting with your crush? A. Handing them your phone number after class. B. Flashing your gorgeous smile. Or C. Making them laugh.
Handing them your phone number after class? I mean, there's no start to the relationship there, is there? And it's putting the power in their hands, not doing that.
Bad choice.
Flashing your gorgeous smile. Didn't have a dentist when I was younger, unfortunately, so it's not the best smile I've ever had. I'm really sensitive about it. But I can make them laugh still.
Yeah?
So I'm going to make them laugh. The power is in my hands then.
All right. Okay. Your favourite lipstick colour is dark red or purple, pale pink or coral, or nude?
Ooh, nude's too easy. Dark red or purple is for people that need to get back to the 1920s.
What?
Oh, like really dark red colours. Maybe not purple, but purple's never been cool. I'm going to go pale pink or coral.
Nice. Okay, last question.
I am a nice girl, thank you.
So this is about your hair, remember? The main reason you haven't gone short yet is A, you've been too busy trying other looks, but you're ready to cut it off. B, you love having long hair to try out pretty new braids. Or C, you're worried it will take too long to style every morning if you can't just throw it in a pony.
Ooh, between the last two, but I don't think I'm a braid person. So yeah, I like to get it done quick. So yeah, the bottom one.
Okay, here we go. So you pick mostly bees. So your perfect short haircut is a pretty pixie.
Oh, the pixie cut. Classic.
The lowest maintenance cut of all, this super crop style is perfect for your busy schedule. Literally, all you need to do is wash it and run out the door. That's not true. But you can add some pomade to give it an edgy, piecey look, like Miley does.
Miley. Still ended up with Miley.
It was 4 years ago. There we go.
Cool. Well, thanks, that was
for
fun.
Thanks for the life choices.
I enjoyed
17.
It.
Did you actually enjoy it? Well, we can just do this.
I like getting into my 17-year-old character.
Brilliant. Right, did you have any other bits? I just had some funny Googles.
Oh, go.
I don't know
go.
If they are funny. It was just
fine.
Researching, like, before I kind of got into the groove.
Yeah.
Literally on Google, I just put in, how do you choose? And the top things were godparents, an estate agent, a charity to support, a duvet, a laptop, and new glasses. And I just love the things that people want help choosing.
Oh, Ed, you had help getting your new glasses recently, didn't you?
You did.
I did, yeah.
Tell us a story.
Nadia, that was drunk
them.
Choosing, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Nadia,
that was
Pitman.
Good. We got a bit tipsy and went to Specsavers.
Yeah. And they are a Kylie Minogue design.
Ooh.
With a very fancy case. In fact, we'll Instagram the
case. Yeah, we'll
Instagram
the case.
So you can all have a good gander.
It's a beautiful case.
It's a lovely case. I only had some of the worst choices for answers on game shows.
Okay, go on. This is fun.
So I'll just got a couple here. So the question is, name a letter many words begin with.
Right.
This person answered, Dear John.
What?
So they've named words that many letters begin with.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that, yeah.
Yeah.
Name something you close.
A door.
This person went for legs.
It's just like a family fortune.
This is great.
Name something a duck and a chicken have in common.
Feet.
Beaks.
This person said they both quack. Name something you tune.
You tune?
Guitar.
TV.
They answered a fish.
tune a fish.
That's a good one.
I can't work out if it's because the brain just like automatically just like, oh, people are that stupid.
Yeah. Well, on Wheel of Fortune, the wheel came up with S gap L F hyphen P O gap T gap T.
Self-portrait.
Yeah.
This person answered self potato.
It's like one of those Jesus potatoes that comes up now and again. A self potato.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm laughing hard at the potato thing because one of the would you rathers that I found and didn't have time to put in was, would you rather eat potatoes but feel their pain or be a potato?
How are you feeling the pain?
That's it. So, so this person...
Self-potato.
So it was a test that... It was on a test question. What ended in 1896?
Right.
And they wrote 1895.
I love it. That is good. I love it.
So good. Right. Closing statements. What have we learned today? What have we learned about choosing, some would say? What have we chose to learn?
Chosening.
What have we chosening to learn today?
Go on, Dad.
So I think the thing about 35,000 choices a day... I definitely learned that.
Yeah,
crazy. But yeah, that's the thing that I definitely learned today.
What have you learned, Ed?
I've learned you have to be very careful what you do with your golf balls.
You stole mine, you bastard!
you do golf.
Yeah. Mine could be the 17.
No, sorry, you have that. I can do a different one.
17 magazine wants me to dress as Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, we'll make it happen.
And I have learned exactly the choices I would make as a 17-year-old female 4 years ago. I am now 21. I'm strong and independent, and I am not reading those magazines anymore. This has been West Side Story. Thank you for listening again. Comment.
Like and subscribe.
Comment so we don't look like a dodgy Just Eat.
And we're on social media as well, right?
Yeah, hashtag and at West Side Story. That's Wes with a W. WezSideStory.
And if you have an idea for an episode, drop us a line at...
Yeah.
WezSideStory.
@gmail.com.
Thank you very much. Good night.
Good night.